We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Dave Aranda at Baylor is a perfect match for both parties.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
There'll be another new quarterback at Oklahoma, but is there enough support around him to win the Big 12?
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Everybody's been banging on the Big 12 for their lackluster week. Losses by Iowa State, K-State, Kansas, a close call by Texas Tech. I'm not making excuses. A little bit of a different take. I'm really not that surprised, to be honest with you. And I'll tell you why. Look, I get it. If you're a Jayhawks fan, you want to see your team in year two of Les Miles get over the Coastal Carolina hump. I get it. In fact, I thought that... just with Puka back, and I thought they would win. I thought they would win this year. But there was precedent. So, all right, it's KU football. All right. Maybe you're not that shocked. The other games, and I said this last week, all the other opponents would go into the game with a game under their belt. Arkansas State, Louisiana, I talked about how they moved the ball. Good teams, no slouches there. And Houston Baptist, you can say, they've only been, Division One for 7 years. Listen, they like to throw the ball with Zappy. And I said, when you throw the ball that much, you're going to gain some yards. Now, if both teams went into those contests having that be their first games and the Big 12 lost to the Sun Belt, I'd be more concerned. But I think everyone just overblew this week one into the season. I mean, I was reading stories that lumping this in, that calling the conference a mess, drudging up old stories. That's silly. Come on. Coming up on the show tonight, Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears. Our two Big 12 games this week, both at 11 a.m. Number 24, Baylor hosting Houston, an old foe, and number 11, Oklahoma State taking on a familiar foe, Tulsa. They're a part of our Can't Miss Games of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. TicketsForLess.com. Well, Big 10, welcome to the party. Nice of you to finally show up. They're going to play 8 games, start at the end of October, and that would be enough time to get in a conference champion and then get consideration for a semifinal spot if they're approved by the playoffs management committee. And one of the big swingers in all of this is Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby. So how that puts them in a hard situation. And they're not going to turn down the Big Ten. But Bowlesby, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, ACC Commissioner John Swofford. But they said, look, we jumped in right away, got this thing going, kind of the guinea pigs of all this, playing 10 games. Now, let's see what happens if things get canceled and all that. But that's the intention, 10 games. And now we're going to have to give you consideration for 8? It's a little messy, but I get it. All right, let's run through just a quick recap of a couple of things from the weekend. We'll start with the good stuff. Texas, Sam Ellinger, a career-high 5 touchdowns in the first half of a 59-3 win over UTEP. And Tom Herman was really proud of the way that his team handled their business leading up to the game. No COVID issues. And it got started right on the first play of the game. Ellinger, 78-yard touchdown pass to Joshua Moore.
22-yard line. And Ellinger from the gun with the snap, turns, pulls back the ball, looks, fires it. And a ball caught out over the 40. Here goes Joshua Moore to the 50, the 40, the 30. Say goodnight to it. The first play from scrimmage in 2020 is a 78-yard touchdown strike. Sam Ellinger to Joshua Moore. Ellinger, a little waggle of the shoulders, now fires for the right side. Got Brewer open, caught, touchdown. Six. Kate Brewer slipped in the seam. A little waggle of the shoulders from Sam Ellinger, and he has 2 quick touchdown passes. The Longhorns have 2 early first quarter scores. Tariq Black on the short side of the field, split right. On first and goal, Texas at the UTEP 5. Shotgun snap to Ellinger. Sam looking with some time. Fires over the middle, caught. Touchdown, Tariq Black.
Craig Way on the call. They took Ellinger out of the game midway through the third quarter. And he was within striking distance of Colt McCoy's single game records of 470 yards and 6 touchdowns. And probably would have reached it. The 481 total passing yards against UTEP are the most in a single game in Texas school history, breaking their record of 476 at Houston back in 1987. So a historic moment for that team. The Sooners opened up with Missouri State 48-0. Spencer Rattler played the first half, 290 yards, 4 touchdowns. Look, Missouri State has won 25 games over the last 8 years. OU has won what? They had 24 in the last 2. Saturday's win gives them 25 in 2 seasons in 1 game. So you knew it was going to be a mismatch. But what I liked, Spencer showed great presence in the pocket, still gets rid of the ball quick, and he has the arm just to make different throws. Now, again, it was against Missouri State's defense, but showed a lot.
Yeah, it's been like 2 years since I really got to play a full game. So, I mean, it felt natural out there. It felt good. Felt good to get out there and just play. You know, it's been a lot of practices and going against our team. It was good to just get against another team. And, you know, I went out there and, we got a great group of guys that did a lot of good things. And we still got some stuff to work on. But, you know, we had fun out there. That's the main thing. And we executed when we had to. Playing our defense at practice, we get a lot of great looks. Rambo, Theo, Mims, a bunch of guys. But just getting in the game and, you know, reading the defense and seeing things pop open, it just felt good to just, you know, get some clean shots and some big plays with those guys especially. I couldn't ask for a better O-line. I mean, starting with Creed, you know, he's going to hold it down in the middle. Big Mo, Tyrese, Ely, Swentz, you know, all the guys on the O-line are just, you know, they give us time to make these plays and open these gaps up for these big runs. So, you know, you can't, you know, love the O-line more.
Spencer Rattler on the Sooner Sports Network post-game show. He set an Oklahoma freshman record for passing efficiency, yards per completion, and yards per attempt. And let's see, what else here? Big 12 record for a freshman. Third highest passer rating overall in OU history. All right, not bad. West Virginia, look, they were taking on a pretty easy opponent. in Eastern Kentucky. But it took West Virginia last year, in year one of Neil Brown, it took them 2.5 games to score 58 points. They put up 56 against Eastern Kentucky, 42 in the first half. Not bad. All right, now some of the not so good. Iowa State, slow starts, nothing new for them. After losing 31-14 to Louisiana, they need to bounce back. Quarterback Brock Purdy says the focus is on improvement.
You know, we were sort of in this position last year, starting off the season a little sluggish against you and I, and then obviously the loss against Iowa. And, you know, I think for us, mentally, we've been through this kind of thing. You know, for as much as it hurts to say, we've been through this. And I know for a fact that the guys in our locker room aren't going to give up. None of the leaders are going to give up.
And then Chris Klieman at K-State, not what you expected from him. Listen, Arkansas State had players missing because of COVID. Same thing on the side of K-State. But Klieman, a little more details on the loss and moving forward.
Didn't go the way we wanted it to go. A lot of things played into that. You can say COVID played into that. It sure did. You can say lack of spring ball played into that. It sure did. Lack of summer training. It sure did. Losing time in fall camp, losing players, all that stuff. It did. But the bottom line is you have an opportunity to compete. You have an opportunity that you don't know how many opportunities we're going to have this year. And we talked about that. Are we going to play 9 more? Are we going to play 2 more? None of us know this. So when you have the opportunity to compete, you have to take advantage of your opportunity and your moment. And I thought Arkansas State, you can tell they played a game. They were much better prepared than we were since they'd played a game, and they outplayed
Bingo,
us.
Stop it right there. That's it. That's it. Those teams had a game under their belt. That makes a big difference in football. Texas Tech. They had to hold out against Houston Baptist. Bailey Zappe threw the ball 62 times in their first game, threw the ball 49 times against Tech, 567 yards, 4 touchdowns. But the difference is that Tech pulled out a win.
Exactly where we wanted to be. Might not have looked like we wanted it to look. Credit goes to Houston Baptist. We knew they had a good quarterback and good wideouts. They threw it around. They threw it and caught it well. You know, I'm proud of our guys. Certainly there's a lot to clean up, and we knew that. We hurt ourselves in the second quarter on offense. I think we had a chance, you know, on a couple seam balls that we just missed, and they were physical mistakes, which I understand, and, you know, that's that didn't hurt us per se from the completion spot. But here's the deal. We had a chance in the middle of that second quarter, I think, to really extend the lead. We did not.
All right. So Matt Wells says they need to clean some things up. Speaking of cleaning up, eventually you're going to get out of your spare room that you've converted into a home office. Eventually you'll be back out meeting with clients. You need to clean up. That's what let me just put it to you bluntly. You need to clean up, all right? And the group that can help you is Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12. Designing custom branded suits and blazers representing your college, favorite team, whatever your passion. They will help you design and choose your own suit, the fabric color, the logo lining, vents, pockets, buttons, and more. So yeah, the lining of your sports coat. We'll have your favorite logo, whether it's Texas Tech, Iowa State, K-State. Reveal Suits provides upscale signature-branded merchandise to business professionals. Visit them online at revealsuits.com. All right, Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, is coming up on the show. John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears, next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me 2 bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Big 12 this week can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM. That is channel 375. Every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears, on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline, the official sports and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. Well, it came together quickly, getting this Baylor-Houston matchup together, John. I mean, great news. The one thing I want to bring up is, you look at K-State, Iowa State, even Texas Tech, they played teams that had already had a game under their belt. And those Big 12 teams struggled. If the Bears don't get Houston scheduled, they still would have been considered heavy favorites at home against Kansas on the 26th, but it's got to be nice, though, for Dave Aranda to get his team on the field and get a game under their belt before jumping into conference play.
Yeah, no question. And they worked really hard. I mean, they were, they were working the phones. They were working their contacts to try to find a game for, the 19th. It was probably too quick to get somebody to play on the 12th when that Louisiana Tech game got canceled or postponed at that point. Now it's canceled. But for the 19th, they really wanted to find a game, and they were coming up empty. And then all of a sudden, this deal happened with Houston, supposed to play Memphis. Memphis had to back out. Houston, we got some connections there. You know, Matt Rhodes and Jeremiah Dickey worked at U of H not that long ago. So they have connections and made the call. And lo and behold, we've got a game this Saturday. So that is a good thing. And I think it's a really good thing for Coach Aranda and his staff to have a game before conference play begins, especially with a new staff and no spring ball. I think it worked out really, really well.
You know, I guess maybe the biggest advantage for Baylor going into this game is that Houston doesn't have any tape on what Dave Aranda can do, what his team's going to look like. So how do teams even go about trying to break that down and then finding out last Saturday, oh, yeah, well, all right, we're playing somebody brand new a week from now?
Exactly. And with a, relatively quick turnaround, too, to find out, and then you got to get ready for that game relatively quickly. I listened into the Dana Holgorsen press conference on Monday, and he was asked that question, and it's like they're going back to, Larry Fedora as our offensive coordinator, looking at tape when he was at North Carolina, when he was at Southern Miss. What did that offense look like? Ron Roberts, following his background, and what did that look like? And certainly Dave Aranda at LSU. But it's a tough task for Houston to try to even determine what tape to look at. You know, what team's tape do you look at? For Baylor, I mean, they've got a year under Dana Holgorsen at Houston last year, so they can certainly fall back on that, although it's a new season. So there's a lot of intrigue there in how you prepare for this game for both sides.
John, how long do you think it takes for a team to adjust like that? Whether it's Baylor, who has a little bit of tape on Houston, they can kind of have an idea, or vice versa, Houston looking at Baylor going, man, we don't know what they're going to do. How long do you think it takes a team to kind of get into the rhythm and figure things out?
Yeah, that's a good question. And then factor in also that it's the season opener for both, so they don't have a lot of muscle memory, as far as being on the field in game action this year. They have none of that. So factor that in, plus a new coaching staff here, second-year head coach and coaching staff at U of H. I would say, to me, if you feel prepared, if you have done the work in the meeting rooms and then on the field, you're just more confident and you're going to play better. So I think our guys will feel prepared. I think they've done everything they possibly can. It just may not be the amount of video work that they normally would have available with an opponent. But other than that, I think they'll be prepared once they get out there, and the ball is snapped and they start going. I think it'll all come back to them pretty quickly.
John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 this week. Both these teams, Baylor and Houston, have a little bit of history. They go back to the Southwest Conference days. This is the first time they're playing since conference members in 1995, and Baylor's got an all-time series lead of 14-13-1. Is there anything that sticks out in this rivalry?
Yeah, a lot. And I love it, really. I love it when we can play our former rivals in the Southwest Conference. And we played just about everybody. We haven't played Houston since the end of the Southwest Conference. So the last game we played against each other was October 14th, 1995. Baylor won that game 47-7, so that's good. But as you gave the series record, you can see it was close through the years. Each team sort of had their runs when they were dominant. And an interesting part also, talking about Southwest Conference days, is between 1974 and 1980, and that's going back, But in that span of 7 years, either Baylor or Houston won the Southwest Conference 5 of those 7 years. So these were teams that were very good and, you know, in those cases, those 5 years dominant in the Southwest Conference. So there is a lot of history, and I really like that you can draw upon that. And then some ties between the schools even today as we match up to Texas, in the state of Texas schools. So that makes it a lot of fun as we tee it up this Saturday.
An 11 a.m. kick from Waco. Baylor's watching 23 COVID-19 cases, and we don't know how many affect the football team. That's kind of what they're managing throughout their teams here. Are there any concerns with the roster for this first game that you know of?
Not that I know of, and obviously everybody here is keeping that close to the vest. I mean, they are the thing that is most important is the safety and the health and the welfare of our student-athletes. And that will take a backseat to nothing else. So they will do what is right with our student athletes and our coaches and staff. So factor them in there. But to be honest, I really don't know of any concerns of guys that I know will not play this Saturday. Health wise, you know, other than COVID, I think everybody is healthy and ready to go. So it's kind of what you would like in this strange season. And a strange season kickoff, and you know, hopeful that you're at full strength, ready to go, playing your first game of the year.
You know, listen, we've talked about the coaching staffs. They find out on Saturday they're playing Houston, and then you got to start breaking down film, building scouting reports. More important question is, how does John Morris turn around and prep this quickly for a team you didn't expect to play? Tell our listeners what a play-by-play talent has to go through with a quick turnaround like this.
Yeah, that's the least of anybody's concern.
I find it fascinating. But yeah, I
know. I appreciate you asking the question. It's not bad at all. I mean, you think about it. I haven't broadcast a game since March 7th, and that was our regular season finale for Baylor basketball at West Virginia. So I've got all this pent-up energy and time and can't say that it's all been prep time for this game, but I have got a lot of stored up equity in getting ready to do a game. So I will be as prepared as I possibly can. And it's almost like a normal game week preparation, because we did find out on Saturday, and in a normal situation, you really wouldn't turn your attention to your next opponent until Saturday or Sunday. So And as we talked about, there is that history between Baylor and Houston in Southwest Conference days, which I really like. So it will not be difficult on my part. And I'm looking forward to the kickoff on Saturday morning here in Waco.
That'll be great. We look forward to listening to you. There will be some fans in there. Do you guys, as the play-by-play, do you guys pick up on fans? I mean, do you guys find yourself more amped up with those games when there's a bigger crowd that's into it? And does that play a part in you guys? I mean, I know you're all professionals, but how does that affect you guys, though?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think that's human nature. I think I love the crowd sound that we make a part of our broadcast, and that's part of the ambiance that makes a good broadcast, is to have the crowd sound, you know, kind of ebb and flow depending on what Baylor's doing or depending on where we are, you know, if it's a home game or a road game. So, and we feed off that as well. So, you know, the crowd energy is a big thing. I love our crowds, and I love our students who really bring the energy to games no matter what the sport. So we'll have that in a smaller dose this week, 25% capacity at McLean Stadium, and I hope those folks are ready to make as much noise as they can, and I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, absolutely. See, I found that stuff interesting, talking about inside the booth. I appreciate it, John. Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, have a great game, and welcome back. Welcome back to it. And
yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm glad we've got a football game to talk about, and I hope everybody stays safe as best possible. And we're looking forward to this game this Saturday. Thanks, Bill.
Yep. All right. Thank you, John. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Out. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sports. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sports has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sports today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com. Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today. Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
We're back on Big 12 this week, where you can catch the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, is joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sports and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. Well, Dave, at the time of our conversation, it looks like there will finally be Oklahoma State football. And I know, going back to March, you and I have talked, there were some dark days between March and now, but we're getting close. Personally for you, how does this kickoff feel different than in other years?
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
outside of feeling mentally trashed in mid-September, like everybody else. I say that jokingly. Everybody's mentally trashed right now, whether you're a football announcer or a delivery person or you work at Walmart or you're a nurse or a doctor. We're all in the same boat, so we just pull each other up the best we can. But it's unique. Last Saturday, Bill, felt probably more normal for me than any day perhaps since the pandemic started. And here's why. I was out doing some yard work, and I tuned in our friend John Walters at Iowa State, his broadcast, flipped over to Wyatt Thompson and listened to him and then watched some games later in the day. And it felt like an off weekend. It finally felt a little bit normal. It's like, you know what? This just feels like an off weekend. This is what I would do during an off weekend. So long awaited. I felt like I got just a little bit of my toe in the water last weekend with sort of the routine to some extent of what an off weekend would be like. So now it's like, okay, we had our off weekend. Now we go play. So very strange in a lot of ways. Very pleased that we can get started and hopefully proceed down the line without hiccups. But it's been strange. But I think last weekend kind of got me feel like, okay, we're at least sort of having a little introduction to some semblance of normal from a September standpoint.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Well, we talked about the history between Baylor and Houston, and now Oklahoma State and Tulsa, Stillwater and Tulsa, separated by just about 70, 75 miles. And other than Oklahoma, this has been the closest rivalry with the Golden Hurricane. It'll be the 74th meeting. So I asked John Morris this question earlier about that rivalry and what sticks out. What sticks out for you when you think of OSU and Tulsa?
Well, since Oklahoma State's had its renaissance in football, the Cowboys have completely dominated this series. They've not only won all the meetings with Tulsa in the time that I've been here, but they've won them big. I'll be honest with you, the thing I think of when we think of Tulsa is 2011, when we had the three-hour storm delay of a game that was supposed to kick at 9 o'clock at night, and we kicked off at 12.05 a.m., and we finished at about 3.45 in the morning. Now, in case of some of you out there that think in some weird sort of way that sounds like fun, or it could be the potential if you're a young person for some kind of drinking game, it's not really as much fun as you would think. It's just not that. It's just really, it's unique. I'm glad I got to experience it, but I really don't want to do that again. Plus, I'm almost 10 years older than I was then, and there's no guarantee I wouldn't get through that without falling asleep or injuring myself. So, yeah, that's what I think of is that bizarre night in 2011 when we kicked off at 12.05 in the morning and played till almost 4 a.m., and oh my gosh, it was so bizarre and very fortunate to get the game in. So, yeah, Oklahoma State's dominated the series, but, you know, starting a broadcast at 7 at night and going in on the air till 4 a.m. is something that when you're doing football, you'll never forget.
The starts, the stops, the off-field distractions this summer, the game is on, the game is off. How much of that affects OSU going into this game? Or are they just ready to, let's just get going already?
I would like to think, Bill, that the experience level of this Oklahoma State team with 10 starters back on defense and, you know, roughly 7 starters back on offense, I would like to think that matters a lot. In that, for two reasons. I think number one, anytime you've kind of been there, done that, and that not only pertains to playing, but it also just pertains to dealing with the humps and bumps of a college football career and a college football season. The more you've done that and gone through all the challenges of it and the highs of it, I think the better off you are mentally. So I think that's number one. I think number two is when you have an old team and a team that has some expectations, I do believe there's a thought process that, you know what, this is our chance. We don't have time to be screwing around with taking chances with the virus or anything else that could deter our season, both physically, whether it's the virus, or mentally getting involved in all these darn distractions. We've got to be locked, loaded, and focused. This is our shot. So I think that's where experience comes into play. So I like to think that Oklahoma State, because of its experience, is ahead of the game. They have a new offensive coordinator, but Casey Dunn has been on staff for a decade. They'll be running the same stuff. So I like to think it's a pretty big advantage. We're going to find out pretty soon.
You know, I think when you see Iowa State, K-State, Kansas lose, Texas Tech have a close call, that might be an advantage for OSU and Baylor, too, because you guys kind of look at it and say, hey, yeah, listen, you got to be ready to go. You got to be on top of your game right off the gate, because you can see that things can go sour pretty quick in game one.
You know, there's all these weird mental dynamics, Bill.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking, I was visiting with Clint Shelf, who was OSU's quarterback 2012, 2013, was the quarterback for Oklahoma State's Cotton Bowl team in 2013 that was just a play away from winning another Big 12 title, and he's on our broadcast team for pregame. And we were talking yesterday, and I said, Clint, I swear to goodness, I think there may be a home field disadvantage. And he said, oh, there sure there is. He said college football is so different than the NFL because college football is so much wrapped around its pageantry and atmosphere, and players feed off of that. And then suddenly you go out and play and there's nobody there and there's no atmosphere. And if you don't watch it, your mind starts to wander off into areas where it shouldn't go. You're not thinking about the matter at hand. You're thinking about, oh my gosh, this has been such a weird year. And oh my gosh, there are no fans here. And oh my gosh, should we even be playing? And et cetera. All those thoughts that can run through a young person's mind, understandably. Whereas your visiting team, especially if they're a big underdog, it's just another road game to them. And they're going to try to go out and smack you upside the head, and they don't care. So the psychological element of this, the dynamics are very interesting and so bizarre. I found it interesting what Drew Brees said to the New Orleans Saints after they beat Tampa Bay over the weekend in the Superdome. He made the comment, I'm paraphrasing here, I'm sure, that the Superdome's probably worth 7 to 10 points of home field advantage. And that their team was even more focused in preparation, knowing they had to be dialed in because they didn't have that 7 to 10 point advantage. So they needed to be more sharp than ever. And, you know, understand that there would be no home field advantage. And Saints looked pretty darn good Sunday. I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, yep. Hey, Dave, stick around. I got more that I want to ask you. I got to take a break. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait. Did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you can't hear Big 12 this week live, you can download it as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, wherever you download podcasts. Search Big 12 this week and subscribe. Dave Hunziker, voice of the OSU Cowboys, joins us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. A lot of people have talked as we ramp up to the start of this season that Oklahoma State could be that team that kind of sneaks in and may get over the top. And we talk a lot about Spencer Sanders and the combination of Chuba and Tylan Wallace. But how much does the defense and that experience and their depth, how much does that play a factor into just how far Oklahoma State goes this year?
Bill, I think if they do something extraordinary, it'll be a lot because of the defense. 10 starters back. They lost a starting corner, A.J. Green, but they've brought in a graduate transfer, Christian Holmes from Missouri, who has impressed everyone with what he's done. So they seem to have replaced A.J. Green pretty darn well. Defensively, they have basically almost every defensive lineman who played a significant snap last year. They're basically all back.
That's huge.
You mentioned all the linebackers are returning. They've got Calvin Dundage back after he sat out last year with a back injury, and he was one of the most exciting players in the Big 12 a couple of years ago, especially as a pass rusher in third down situations. I think if they do something really extraordinary, I think the defense will have a ton to do with it, and probably more than most people would realize.
It'll be fun to watch. You know, one of the things, social distancing, all of that stuff, wearing masks. What do you guys have to do as a radio crew? What have you had to do to kind of prepare for how things are in your booth? I mean, we saw guys on TV, and they seem to be a little more spread out. But if anybody's seen some of these press boxes, sometimes you have to cram a lot of different people in there. There's a lot more than just the play-by-play guy and the color analyst. And so talk about some of the adjustments that that you guys have to make.
Well, first I have a request.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I would like to try to get at least 60% of the sleep back that I've lost on this very issue. So if you have any stroke and can pull that out, I'd like to get that sleep back. Because there were a lot of nights in the summer, especially in July and August, where I would wake up and think, okay, how are we going to do this? And what's the best way to keep the crew safe? How can we do our jobs effectively? How many people should we have in the booth? Should we travel? If so, how do we travel? Lots and lots of things. Now, there are millions of people that have had sleepless nights thinking about the same issues in their jobs. So I'm not looking for any sympathy by any means. Game day, I won't arrive as early as I usually do. And if I do arrive early, to be honest, I'm going to take a lawn chair up to the booth early in the week, because that's a good thing of living in Stillwater. And they let me have keys to the booth, which is nice of them. So I'm going to take a lawn chair up to the booth and then
our booth, the way it's structured at Boone Pickett Stadium, sits on the roof. So there's only about six booths. And then you're actually, to get to the booth, you have to walk outside on the roof structure to get to an elevator. So I think, to be honest, Bill, I'm going to pack a lawn chair. And before I actually have to be on the air, I think I'm going to take my materials and sit in my lawn chair and be outside and away from people and just kind of enjoy the day. I'm not going to tailgate because that's not allowed at Oklahoma State. Plus, I don't know how to get food up there anyway. But it's all different. So you just think through that stuff. So limiting contact. Well, we can avoid that in a lot of ways. Just reduce the numbers. You reduce the risk. That's what they say. So, you know, we'll probably have our pregame production meeting out on the roof outside and enjoy the air and limit the number of people in the booth and just be smart. Stay out of crowds. We'll travel separately. We will not travel together for obvious reasons because none of us live in the same community. We all live in different communities. So that's a long-winded answer, and it's a lot of analysis. But again, that's the world we live in. Everyone's doing that right now, so we're not any different than anybody else. But just try to be smart and take reasonable precautions to try to keep all of us well because none of us are spring chickens. We're all 50-plus, so you know, we've got some miles on our tires in this group.
The visual of you in a lawn chair on the top of the press box.
I'll take a picture and post it on Twitter.
I see like one of those little kiddie pools in your feet. that would be outstanding.
I'll take one of those up there. I could take one up to the booth earlier in the week. Like, there's a guy that's in the kiddie pool and he's got like a set of Twizzlers sitting there just pondering life, looking over his spotter board like, hey, y'all doing?
That's outstanding. Oh, man.
If you don't laugh, Bill, you cry. I mean, this has been, oh, such a trying time for everybody. And it's just so much uncertainty. And doggone it, you got to laugh and just work with it and work around it. But, guys, you gotta poke fun at it and laugh because if you don't, you just, sometimes you get so worn down, you just want to sit in the corner and either beat your head against the wall or cry or take turns doing each.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it'll be a lot of fun to hear you guys back on again. Oklahoma State and Tulsa, 11 a.m. kick. Dave, thank you so much for your time and welcome back to the booth. And we thank you for taking time here on the show.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege to come back into people's homes and lives again and we'll do our best to make sure it's fun for everybody.
This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom Suitor Blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
We're back on Big 12 this week. I'm Bill Pollack. Hey, I want to thank all of our radio affiliates across the footprint of the Big 12 who carry our show on a weekly basis. Certainly appreciate you sticking with us, especially through that dry time of March through, just about last week before we got started with sports and actually have games to talk about. So you stuck with it. I appreciate it. Love you for it. Naturalite Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12. Meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Now, we had players who put up bigger numbers, players who stuck out through the week, and they certainly could have made it. But I think this deserved it. Time for Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. And we have to go to K-State running back Deuce Vaughn, who scored his first career touchdown. Here's Wyatt Thompson with the call.
Thompson barks out the signals, gets the snap, hands it off to Deuce. He's to the goal line, reaches. Did he get there? Yes! Yes! Touchdown, Cats! And Deuce Vaughn, 13:29 to go in the period. The Cats are on the board for a second time, and they have the lead on the first touchdown of the career of Deuce Vaughn, if it stands.
Well, it stood. A three-yard run for Deuce Vaughn. He becomes the first true freshman Wildcat to score a touchdown in a season opener since at least 1988. And he finished the game with 47 yards on 12 carries. Just the fact that he's the first true freshman to do so in a long, long time. He's making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
I still can't get over that visual of Dave Hunziker on top of the press box at Boone Pickens Stadium in a lounge chair, with, as he says, with Twizzlers and Jolly Ranchers. That's great stuff. I had a lot of fun tonight. Thanks for tuning in. And thanks to my guests, Dave Hunziker and John Morris. Enjoy the two games this weekend. We'll talk to you again soon. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.